Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. So when we talk with Harris Faulkner, this situation tonight, with Trump, Fox News, Town Hall, Just Women. She talked about that abortion will come up a lot in addition to the economy, the border. It's in Georgia. But abortion. And I'm looking at the polling for Kamala Harris. What's happening now? Wall Street Journal today. Harris's Pennsylvania Catholic problem. Her San Francisco progressive persona isn't a good fit for Joe Biden's native state. And the issue of abortion in Wisconsin, among Catholic voters in Wisconsin, in a recent poll by the Catholic Reporter, Trump is ahead by 18 points. In Michigan, he leads by 12 points among Catholic voters, who make up about, in most states, 25 to 26%. We're in a great number of states of the voters. And they observe, it turns out there is a cost to making your candidacy about abortion, as they have. So is that going to stick? I have to say, I'm going to be surprised on election night. And we don't see any indicator yet. If we see quite what we saw in 2022, in 2020, certainly, of people coming out of the woodwork, young women marching off. Remember Mastriano against Josh Shapiro, a massacre, right? There were a lot of issues, but abortion was one of those big issues. Now, Taylor Swift's endorsement, I think, is important because it would activate those young women to show up and vote or vote by mail if they're registered. Don't seem to hear anything yet. Now, we may know a week, 10 days out, that's happening in places like Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the like. If it does, it's going to make it harder to win Pennsylvania. If it's, you know, kind of what you would expect, that we're still in the middle of this a bit, if it's not a tsunami, then that's a bad indicator for Democrats. They're banking a lot on that. And I can't give you any metric, anything that I see, other than it's being talked about a lot. Look, Trump has been able to be on this issue in a good space for Republicans. He takes credit, of course, for the Supreme Court, which threw it back to the states. He talks about the exceptions. He doesn't have baggage on that. that some Republicans do, and I don't think they ever could be elected president like Ron DeSantis. I don't know how you walk that back. So we'll see tonight what Harris does with that. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Now, the problem that Democrats have that is a real problem, and you're seeing it because of their ferocious attempt through Obama-Harris walls to reach out to men, particularly African-American men. And the National Review of all places, they asked the question, are there any real men, traditional men, left on the Democrat side that have any sense of anything? That the people they're running out, these dudes for Harris ads, etc., what men are they going to persuade? Now, I saw somebody today said, you know, Trump has this army of incels, these people that can't get with women, and he's banking on them showing up to vote for him. I don't know if they're turning out either, en masse. You know, they're a group I can't see getting it together to vote either.
Yeah, it's like wake up at 2 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What are they going to be doing? But in general, men have to realize by now, and I think they do, that it's obvious if you're a straight white male, particularly, the Democrat Party is not for you. They're not in your interest. They don't care about you. You're the problem. That's simply stated, more of it. That's where this is going. You are the problem. Toxic masculinity, all those things. All right, 855-839-1210. You can grab a line. Side question today, Trump in the suburbs last night. The idea of suburban life, what is it that jumps out at you? That's what we're looking for. We'll have Dom's Money Melody coming up. You know, I can't get enough, even with the presidential race, of dropping this in so that you know. My friends over at Delaware Valley Journal are doing a great job on this state senator, Jimmy Dillon. The reason I bring him up, this guy is the classic Democrat in Philadelphia. They have a piece today of the questionable. Now, think about this. You're in Northeast Philadelphia. What do we do with these people? Remember, I told you at the height, Sam Arapisa was a great candidate running for the state Senate. It was a special election. One Dillon couldn't run for God knows what reason. So they tag in the brother. We just had Sean Toomey killed. Young man, I think it was 14, 15, bringing in water for the family, Mayfair. Just gunned down right there. Right there as he's doing that by people that are apparently online bragging about it at the juvie where they are now. Big turnout at 5 points there. Huge turnout of people. And they still vote for Democrat after Democrat. Delaware Valley Journal has this guy, Dan, today. Enormous amounts of flowers bought. They have him at a place called Macaroni's, spending $1,000 on taxpayer dollar on Christmas one day. What the hell's this guy doing? He's got a record that he hasn't cleared in Jersey around driving offenses. He had the Twitter stuff recently that was racially abhorrent. So what goes on with a place like Northeast Philadelphia, where there seem to be a lot of moderate Democrats? What does it take to get them just out of that mode? I mean, what do they have to wake up to? They're complaining about inflation. This guy's part of it. Every Democrat is. It's their party. And yet he is spending money. He has, of course, his own state vehicle, and he may have one that is enormously expensive to lease. Inquire, not interested, even though it's a local race right here, of a place that is a battleground of sorts. So we'll continue to update. We saw this guy at the event too. It's stunning to me. How do people, are they ignorant of this? Or they just say, no, I got to vote Democrat. That's it.
Remember when we saw him, it was like, is that him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he looks like a basketball guy. I'll give him that.
He does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, and I saw that. Yeah, that's what he's been doing. But he's been kicked out of any number of jobs at the state level for all kinds of offenses, it appears to be. God. And it just goes on and on and on. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Let's go to Richard in Somerdale. Richard, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Richard, afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I think the one thing that stands out that in the cities, they all have professional union fire departments. You go out in the suburbs, and most of them are volunteer firefighters.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess it's what? Just tradition? The suburbs couldn't centralize and afford. I mean, some of these suburbs have money.
Economics, I think. Maybe they can't afford to pay full-time fire fighters.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, and particularly the farther out you get, you know, more of the exurbs than just the suburbs, you do see more of that. All this coming off President Trump last night over in Oaks, you know, the place of the gun show. I didn't hear anything about that. We got a lot coming out of Montgomery County around this election, though, and we may be giving you a little bit of an update on that. The big story today to me, though, is Aurora, Colorado, and we're trying to get on the company that runs housing complexes. They're in New York. New York Post, huge story today. Graphic pictures of some of the people that worked running those housing complexes, beaten up, attacked, bloodied. And they say, there's no doubt about it, these Venezuelan drug gangs have taken over more than a handful of housing complexes. And what's the media response? The media response is, you're making it up. You know, it's a handful. That's the language of the day. Just like Kamala Harris and the plagiarism stuff. They're trying to tell you, they're bringing in experts. Well, it's not really that much plagiarism. Well, where's the line? Where's the line where it does become an issue? And this is something that I think is not going to bring her down. But people don't like plagiarism. We know we still enforce that with kids in schools academically. Some of those presidents of places like Harvard and all, one of them was taken out on that. When that happens, it routinely results. And Dan, you weren't in here for this and you weren't working with me then. This went on for 6 months. It was a girl in South Jersey who had an unbelievable academic record. Allegedly, she took Homebound to get an advantage to beat somebody else to be the valedictorian. And those kids didn't like it. They researched her and they found a lot of plagiarism that was published in the Courier Post. Just lift it. And as a result of that, Harvard, because of the alumni and others getting on them, she had a full ride to Harvard, really top-notch student. Harvard kicked her out before she went there. Joe Biden got kicked out in 1988. Plagiarism is a serious thing. So we're going to see, does the media even address this with Harris and put it out there for the public to go, whoa, and this is right in her bailiwick, fighting crime. Lift it from Wikipedia, cut and paste from Wikipedia, page after page. Watch this Aurora, Colorado, though. Watch for the pushback on this, and I think J.D. Vance did it beautifully the other day with the snotty Martha Raddatz. Just listen to you, what you're saying. Just listen to yourself. You're condoning some level of housing complexes somewhere in America being run by illegal immigrant Venezuelan drug gangs. Anybody who wants to be president's got to say, not on my watch. If I have to go there personally with the Marines, we're taking them out. That's the type of person we want. No, this is not going to go on in our country. Not even once. All right, let's go to Rob in Landenburg, Pennsylvania, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rob, good afternoon.
How you doing, Dan? Always a good show, Don.
Thank
Always
you.
A good show.
Thank you, Rob.
You, Dan and Henry, are the best. Just to let you know, I just got out of a little report, got out of Costco in Glen Mills. Milk, butter, and eggs at an all-time high again. I don't know what's happened. I thought they were going to bring the prices down, you know, the conspiracy theorist that I am. With gas prices coming down now, I figured it's got to be an election, right, coming up? And
yeah.
Way up. Butter is $3 more than it was last week for four bars. I mean, it's crazy. And I just want to let you know, you're on point. I mean, people can't be this crazy, dumb, whatever you want to say. I think there's more to it, Dom. I mean, it's so bad, and everyone recognizes it, but yet people are still trying to vote Democrat. I think it's just cover for something nefarious happening.
I think you have people that just two types. They just are wedded to the Democrat Party. They've always been that way. It's hard to change. Moderate Democrats. And the other, you have people that these people in the suburbs, particularly these women, they see exactly what we do. They just are telling themselves they're better than Trump and they're not going to vote for him.
Crazy. And, you know, it's funny. I was in there complaining, and the women were right there around me all agreeing. So I don't know. I get where you're coming from. You probably got it pinned down pretty good on those two types of people.
What's your suburban? Hey, what's your suburban tell?
My suburban tells leave it to Beaver. Suburbia. No more suburbia than, you know, the Cleavers in the 50s. I mean, talk about, I mean, and plus it was a great time back then. I mean, there was never nothing like that.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah, that's a little bit dated, but true. June, clearing, I mean, do people really clear the table for each course for a family dinner at night? I don't see that happening, right? And Ward comes home to get comfortable. He takes off the suit jacket, puts on a sweater, but many times he still had the tie on.
You eat multiple courses for dinner?
Somewhat.
Yeah, we'll have soup for dinner sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Yeah, but I'm not clearing the table of my Captain Chuckie's. I just push it aside and move what else Roe has in there. Yeah.
But like Thanksgiving, you're clearing the table still.
Thanksgiving, I think you'd have to because there's a lot of plates and a lot of people there. Yeah, but most people are not clearing the table at dinner. That's like too much of a chore. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210 at 2:30. We're going to talk with Montco Commissioner Tom DiBello. It's awfully suspicious that Mr. Softy Truck, they're going out there, they're going to college areas to register people to vote, to give them mail-in ballots, cost $143,000. The rising star, that Democrat commissioner out there. All right, so DiBello is coming on to give us an update concerning what's happening around this because this is, even for Montgomery County, this is worse than Philadelphia doesn't have a Mr. Softy Truck like this going out and engaging in this. I think they have as many early voting offices as Philadelphia. This guy's going to become a national star in Democrat shenanigans when it comes around voting. All right, but right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, we're paying for a pair of tickets to see Weird Al Yankovic at the Mann Center, big time in Philadelphia, July 19, 2025. Book it, Dano. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. I've never seen him in person.
Oh, I'd love to go see him. He'd be awesome. Yeah. So, Dom, today we're doing some kind of comedic thing, and this comes from a guest who's been on the Dom Show, but today we're asking things associated with the suburbs, and a great song that sings about the suburbs is Ben Folds' Rockin' the Suburbs. And Dom, appearing as a guest in the song, doing a voiceover as an angry neighbor is a friend. Let's take a listen, see if the listener can tell us who this person talking in the song happens to be.
And as I was saying, we do live on the same cul-de-sac. That's common ground. And I believe we actually have the same house plan, except the reverse. Your garage is on the left and mine's on the... No! It wasn't me that dialed 911 at 6:31 p.m. Wednesday.
Too easy? Too easy, you think?
I have no idea.
Really?
No, I was a bit distracted.
Wow, well, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're looking for who that voice is. A very famous voice has appeared on the Dom Show and playing the role of a angry neighbor there in Ben Folds' Rockin' the Suburbs, made for a specific kids movie, Dom.
Okay, get in with that, and you're off to see Weird Al Yankovic in 2025. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push #12.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the clue, Dan, and we're looking for the person kind of voicing this.
No, it wasn't me that dialed 911 at 6:31 p.m. Wednesday about your son's noisy rock band. Anyway, it's about your dog. And, of course, about our garbage and some of the neighbor's garbage cans. No, I'm sorry, it is your dog who's been strewing garbage around the block. And I have digital evidence complete.
All right, who is that? And very suburban. Scott in Lumberton on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Scott. Who's voicing that?
That is William Shatner.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I literally had no clue. Nice by you, Scott. Good play. Yeah, he's one of my top five guests in talk radio. When you see William Shatner's coming up, it's the most enjoyable guy out there. I think I've interviewed him four times over the years, and every time it was just tremendous.
93 now.
Yeah.
We got to get him back on.
Yeah. All right. There you go. I like to hear that. By the way, one answer I haven't seen, I'm going to take off the board, that's suburban. Is homeowners associations. I don't know there's too much of that in the city that you could do that. And it's very suburban. Stability, predictability, all that. Where you are, Dan, is a homeowners?
Yeah, we got a homeowners association. Thankfully, it's not too expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
But how...
You're not going to find a townhouse or any kind of a non-standalone house. And many standalone houses are in homeowners associations down in the suburbs,
too. That much? Yeah. Over the years, I've been just the complete biggest enemy of the Homeowners Association.
There's a place in Cherry Hill that we were looking at, and then we decided there's absolutely no way we can continue looking at it. That was asking like $800 a month for HOA.
Well, but it's also...
$800 a month.
I know, but it's also just these people that live to be in charge of it coming around with the most ridiculous things imaginable, really.
Oh, it's... Yeah, we were told that... Can you confirm this? I don't know. There's an angry signpost in our neighborhood saying that we need to keep our lawns green, which I thought was part of us paying the Homeowners Association to keep our lawns green, but they're saying that the best time to plant lawns, to seed our lawns, is September and October. Is that true?
I thought it was March.
I thought so, too, the spring. You would think that once you get the layer of snow. I don't know. Someone call me and tell me if
I'm... It seems to me that these are the crazies out there. Oh, my God. Keep your lawn green.
And then we had to paint our
deck. That's a little bit brown.
Yeah.
I could see progressives loving a nice homeowners.
The legs of our deck didn't match the top of our deck, so we had to paint it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Who in the world is going to... Is that repressive in South Jersey, huh? It's a homeowner's paradise.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of them.
And that would... play well with, Jersey progressivism.
I, if you lived in one of these homeowners associations, there's no doubt in my mind you'd be president within a couple months.
Why is that?
Just the way that you are. No one's telling you what if you can paint your deck, and you're going to take over and lower everyone's homeowner association, run on low taxes.
Yeah, there you go. You know? Yeah, exactly. And Roe will make
HOA Prez.
Roe will make nice, bringing tea and croissants.
Exactly,
to cherry the house. Pie. There you go. Cherry pies. That's the ticket. All right, on election night, if we're out, which I think we will be, I want cherry pie served.
You are very far off, by the way. 66.1% say apple, 33.9% say cherry.
They're just buying.
At Dom Show 1210.
They're buying into tradition. That's all that it is. Oh, they're too tepid. Live a little bit.
And you got lambasted. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Please go like and subscribe.
Yes.
A couple of people said when you said it was flavorless apple pie or lacking flavor, they came at you.
It's kind of blah. It's kind of blah.
It's not bland. It has more flavor than cherry pie.
I don't see that. A cherry. Oh, I live for cherry season. And it's only a few weeks.
Do you eat like raw cherries with the pits and all?
Yeah.
Spit the pit back out?
Yeah, I spit the pit out. Sure.
Yeah, I know. But obviously you're not swallowing the pit, but you're eating pitted cherries?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Can't eat the other. I don't even know.
Or maraschinos? I just eat those out of the jar.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's good for you, too. Yeah, that explains a lot. No, you need to just have to work around the pit. That's all. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's get a ruling on suburbia here. What says suburbia? Let's go to Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Oh, yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Joe, are you an apple pie guy or a cherry pie?
No, Dom. I'm fond of cherry cheesecake.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, like that's it. Yeah. That's a winner. Yes.
You know, Joe was submitted as an answer that something strictly suburban.
Yes.
Joe, have you lived in the suburb? Well, no, you lived in Italy for a while. And,
yeah.
Yeah, you've been all over the place.
Well, yeah, almost. But for my answer, my stereotype of suburbia is that of families whose parents are highly educated and who encourage their children to exceed academically.
All right. I think that used to be, yeah. I'm not sure anymore if that's quite there, but yeah, I would agree with that. Joe Concha, Dan, is going to be on some point. He couldn't be on to love this guy. He's the one on the whole issue of Kamala Harris and plagiarism from Fox News. But listen to what he said. This is Cut 10, making the point that I've been making. Now, tomorrow, Harris is on with Bret Baier. She's going to be geared up for that. She realizes that Baier, even though coming across journalistically and all that, I hope is going to be able to ask follow-up questions. And the number one question he ought to ask again, ask in the beginning, skip a little bit, then go back to it, is how are you really different than Joe Biden? She seems to have a tremendous amount of problems with this. Here's what Joe Concha said about Harris and the interview on The View.
You can make the argument, John, that this was Kamala Harris's worst week of her campaign, because you think about it in aggregate. First, she sat down with 60 Minutes and she bombed on that interview to the point where they had to edit some of her answers, where you saw the promotional clips with one answer. And then when you watch the interview, same question, different answer. So that obviously did not go well for her. And then she went to The View, where she became the first Democratic candidate in the history of politics to screw up an interview on The View, John, where she was asked the question, would you do anything differently over the past 4 years during the Biden-Harris administration? And she said, no, nothing comes to mind. If you want to be the change candidate, that was the last answer you give in that situation. And then obviously she moved on to Howard Stern and then sipping beer with Stephen Colbert again while a hurricane is hitting Florida. What all those people have in common that I just mentioned as far as Colbert, The View, and Stern, these are all elitists. These are all people that probably watch MSNBC or CNN an awful lot. She's not going to gain one vote by going on these shows. And the one show that you could say does reach independents and undecided voters was actually 60 Minutes, and that was probably the worst of all of her interviews. So not a good week for Kamala Harris. And I think when we look back on this campaign, John, if Donald Trump wins, this was a watershed moment, because this is now finally the focus is on her, not on Trump. Referendum on Kamala Harris and her record and her personality for that matter, and she does not win this election.
That's it. Whoever it's a referendum on usually is the one that's playing defense. And I think it's moved to her away from Trump. even though the media still wants to continue with Trump. By the way, I just saw on Fox, they're making the case, and it's a good one, that many Senate races, at least three or four major Senate races, are hinging on the transgender, particularly in sports issue. So how is it not playing out presidentially quite that way? I think Republicans got to do more on that. I think it's an issue that gets people to go, wow, can't have this, just can't have it. And Harris is right in the middle of that. She won't move away from it. I know we're told Americans don't care about that. Of course, they care about the economy, borders, but they care about things like this. They just think it's wrong. It's ridiculous. 855-839-1210. We'll talk with Tom DiBello, commissioner over in Montgomery County, coming up. For years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s part of my daily routine. So from supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to this recent comment from Carol. She says, triglycerides are at an all-time low. This increased my well-being while joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health and their health goals. And now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50, OMEGA50, for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the seven Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code online, RES-Q.com. That's RES-Q.com. Now, remember that code, OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Before we go to Tom DiBello, Dan, do you happen to know Rufus Wainwright?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm aware of him.
Rufus Wainwright is outraged, and maybe you ought to rethink his statement. They played Hallelujah last night in Oaks. I love that song. It's and it's his cover from Leonard Cohen.
From Shrek.
All right, so he goes after Trump, and he says this bizarre musical event. All right, witnessing Trump. Now, Trump is one thing, and his supporters commune with this music was the height of blasphemy. My point being, hey, Rufus, you want to go after Trump, okay, because you've endorsed Harris, we get that. Why, if you're talking about tolerance and all that, why are you bringing the supporters into it? I mean, don't you think that's ill-timed to your point? So I'm not, he didn't say he's going to sue him or whatever, but he talked about the blasphemy of this. I in no way condone this. I was mortified. But the good in me hopes that perhaps in inhabiting and really listening to the lyrics of Cohen's masterpiece, Donald Trump just might experience a hint of remorse over what he's caused. I'm not holding my breath. All right, it continues. Some commentary here attacking him for playing Ave Maria and also James Brown. It's a man's man's world. Curious choice. Ave Maria twice last night.
Why does he play this cover? It's not even a particularly good one. I guess he's a faster-paced one.
Yeah, I don't like the voice in this. This demands excellence. No, this guy doesn't have it. Is this the number one cover?
No, it can't be.
No, we got to have it better. Because this is a tremendous... No, this guy doesn't bring you into this. It's not inspirational at all.
Pentatonix is, I think, the second most listened to cover.
I've heard Pentatonix do it. I thought they were pretty good.
Jennifer Hudson and Tori Kelly's version. No.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Tom DiBello while you're figuring out. Sorry, Rufus. Let's go to Tom.
It's gotta be Jeff Buckley's version, I think.
Commissioner out there in Montgomery County. Hey, Tom, thanks for calling this. What do you have to report today? What's going on?
Well, a lot going on in Montgomery County, but first, just topping off of what you said about, I was at the event last night, and I've been at a few of Trump rallies, and I'll tell you that the change in course was very inspirational. The music, it was just different, and the people there really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, there's always the distractors out there that will find reasons to say all kind of nonsense or negativity, but everyone in the center enjoyed the change in momentum. There was a couple people that passed out, and I understand why Trump did what he did. And I thought it was just an incredible evening, and it just showed that he is definitely a man of the people, for sure, our president of the people. So that's just from firsthand witnessing of everything that occurred. But, you know, in Montgomery County, a lot going on with this election. You know, we had an election. We had a commissioner meeting last week, and I brought up a bunch of things that I'm concerned with that fell on deaf ear. I mean, we have reports of people dropping off multiple ballots at the drop boxes. You know, Chester County and Bucks County went to having the drop boxes, having security at the drop boxes. Of course, Montgomery County, we're not monitored, but the people are taking advantage of that situation. We have,
Tom, let me stop you there before you go to the next point. Is there nothing you can do? We know you're the minority commissioner. We know it's little Philadelphia or worse, particularly the lead commissioner. Is there no other legal course of action, though? Reports of people dropping off. We know it's illegal. Is there no law enforcement or anybody you can call on in at least some time?
Well, I am looking into that. I am talking with different attorneys to see what we can do. But the first step is I'm going to pull videos, and I'm going to submit those videos as evidence, and then I'm going to see what happens from there.
Okay.
It really falls on the district attorney to take those videos and then determine if there's, what the follow-up steps would be as far as, going after people or whatever it may be. I mean, look, I know that not to say that it's okay, but, you know, people show up and might be a husband and wife or wife dropping off two ballots for, hers and her husband's or whatever it may be. But the law is the law. And then, what you don't know is how many instances is that the case versus how many instances that people are ballot harvesting and dropping off ballots. So you don't know.
Right. And okay, Tom, I want to move to another part here. I'm sorry, we're a little bit on time here, but allegedly names being added to the voter rolls that were removed.
So there were, and I'm looking into this, there were almost 100 names that were removed off the voter rolls that magically just reappeared in the last week. So I'm going to be submitting that to find out why is that happening. There are people that are doing data analysis and are watching the voter rolls. And these aren't new registrations. These are registrations that people were removed, and then just like I said, just reappeared on the voter rolls. And that was just 97 in the last week. So almost 100 of those. So I'm looking into that to find out what's going on, as well as there was over 200, almost 250 voters that I saw that filed the paperwork that they officially moved out of Montgomery County. In most instances, they moved out of the state. And this was pre-primary. And they still received mail-in ballots, and some have already returned them. So I sent those off to voter services. I said, I want a legal explanation on why these people are getting mail-in ballots that have moved out of Montgomery County, and most of them have moved out of the state. And the interesting thing, out of the almost 250 that I submitted, almost 35 of them never voted before in Pennsylvania or Montgomery County.
Oh, God. So, you got no response on this so far.
Not yet. So I'm looking into that. I'm doing, I'm basically, you asked me what can I do. What I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to use the bully pulpit to get this information out there so that people know what's going on, because I'm fighting and doing everything I can for us to have, secure election,
So to that point, if people think there's something amiss here, where do they report to you? Is there a number they call? What do they do?
Well, they could contact me, through my county email. It's thomas.dibello, D-I-B-E-L-L-O, at montgomerycountypa.gov is the best way to get in touch with me. A lot of people do have my cell phone, 610-608-5761. And I typically wouldn't share that, but my cell phone's everywhere, so it is what it is.
That's a dangerous move there, Tom. You better watch out.
Well, look, Tom, are you working coordination with Linda Kearns and the RNC at all?
Yep, I've been talking with Linda Kearns. I've talked with other groups. I've talked with RNC lawyers. I mean, there was the lawsuit against the county for not following the proper LNA procedures with the when the mail-in ballots were sent out. The case was pulled. But with concessions, basically saying that their things were accurately depicted, but they were addressed appropriately.
Well, Tom, I would encourage you to keep on calling it the Mr. Softy truck or the ice cream truck in your commissioners' meetings, because I get the transcript and I get quite a charge out of it of how the Mr. Softy guy, the head guy over there, feels popping up in a window with this van. And it seems to me it's going to college campuses almost exclusively.
It's going to what I say are majority of the areas are specifically one party strong areas.
Yeah,
going to college campuses, going to certain apartment complexes. They're isolating. They're even trying to go to the prison with it, but that hasn't been approved yet.
Wait a minute. If I get word of that, I have to be on remote. I have to trail it to the prisons. Hey, look, that guy knows where his votes are. The prisons. They know it.
Right.
That's where Democrat voters are. Yeah.
When that's approved, I'll let you know for sure once I know that's scheduled.
All right, Tom, thanks for the update. Please keep Dan in the loop anytime. We'd like to hear from you. Thank you, Tom.
I will. All right, thank you.
All right, Tom DiBello over there. Yeah, Dan, let's go to the prisons. Let's go to college campuses. Hey, kid, would you like to vote? It's Mr. Softy truck over here. All right, it's the lightning round next. We'll keep up on this. And if Linda Kearns is involved, as he just said, then I'm sure that she's listening and there's going to be more on this. This guy's a rising star out there. That's why he's dodging Henry. May have to call DJ on this. We used that threat last time with Al Schmidt, and we saw the results.
It worked.
Oh, yeah. All four of us will be calling you. Ro will call you. Can't you please come on? I need you to calm down. Just come on for a few minutes. It'll be fine. Drive over in the Mr. Softy truck. We'll put you on YouTube with it. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hey, let's talk batteries plus bulbs in Mount Laurel and Northfield. My friend Roy, the originator of the batteries plus bulbs in this area. So these stores have everything that you want, including tremendous customer service and expertise in anything tech, whether you're a business or an individual, sentimental value, your phone, there's an issue. This is the first place to call and tell them what the problem is. It's 856-638-0778. That's Batteries Plus Bulbs, Route 73 in Mount Laurel, Tilton Road in Northfield. You can ask for Roy or ask for whoever's on duty, and they're going to help you. So much so that listeners have, we have a little bit of a dilemma. He needs more help, and I'm glad to tell you that. So it's a great low-pressure part-time job. Give Roy a call, that same number, 856-638-0778. I could spend half hour giving you the list of people that have been helped over the years because we all have that issue and we don't know where to turn. Batteries plus bulbs, Roy and the gang, 856-638-0778.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Dr. Giordano's show, in honor of President Trump being there last night, we're looking for in Oaks, something suburban. By the way, the lightning round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2024 C40 for only $329 per month on a 36-month lease. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, let's go to Tom in Percocet. All right, Tom, what's yours?
Hey, first of all, hey, great show. I was only on hold for 2 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Tom. Sorry about that.
Hey, no, it was well worth it because I heard some great stuff. And Dan, by the way, I'm going to better the apple pie. It's with warmed apple pie with vanilla bean ice cream on top of
the
it.
The black flex, right? Just, the little black
this
flex.
This is a war here. We're not having
so good.
Yeah.
I need it right now. So I drive a propane truck to Bucks in Montgomery County. And when I'm not doing that, I have three flags off the back of my Jeep. And the difference in the suburbs and with the suburbs is when you're in a little town like Lansdale or Sellersville or Quakertown, the boroughs, you see Kamala signs. When you get out into the suburbs, the townships and municipalities, it's 7-1 with Trump flags. So that's okay. Mine is the...
Thank you, Tom.
That's three of the... Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you, Tom, very much. And thanks for the hold. That's a great call. Dan likes this one. I see another one here, Dan, that I don't think you'd understand quite that I might be leaning toward. This is a good one, though. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's yours?
It's the constant drone of leaf blowers.
Yes, Dan likes that sound. I despise it.
I love the sound of leaf blowers. It's fantastic.
Oh, God. Stop
it.
Oh, Lord. Bad for your hearing.
Reminds me of fall and childhood.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hear the sounds of summer. Dan, this one hits the spot to me. Not saying it's a winner. Bruce, what's yours?
Hey, you know, how about a slice of that minced meat pie?
Oh, yes.
Whatever that is.
A side of scrapple with it, sure. Yes, yes.
You know, this is very prominent in the suburbs. One of your favorites, Dom. All white Christmas lights.
Yes. I can't get out of that, Dan. I am the multicolored Christmas lights. The suburbs, you wouldn't see that.
I love the white. It looks very...
You got to be chic. It's got to be white.
And it's got to be professionally done sometimes,
exactly.
Too.
That's a good one. The leaf blower and that are right up there.
You like icicle lights?
No.
No,
I like the colored light bulbs. I mean, that's the place to go.
Big ones or little ones?
Bigger the better.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely the bigger the better.
4-foot bulbs hanging off the dongle.
Let's try. This is a good one. Joe in Columbus. Joe, what's yours?
Mine's seasonal, too. And I was reminded that it goes beyond the Christmas season or out extended into the Thanksgiving season. These silly blow-up air-fed.
We just put one up.
There you go. Absolutely.
On the front lawn.
Sign of suburbia.
We just bought our first ever one. You know you're living the dream, Don, when you can buy one of those blow-ups, a little dog with a...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, witch's hat on. We have one for Halloween out there,
Don. Probably having apple pie right now. Let's go to Sean in Cheltenham. This is a good one, too. Sean, what's yours?
Hi. I say the thing that says suburbs to me, country clubs.
Yes.
Golf pro.
Yeah, and what do we used to call them? Country club Republicans.
Did you say you're a golf pro?
Yes, well...
You are a golf pro. Wait a minute. Where are you a golf pro, Sean?
No, I said and golf pro.
I thought I could get a lesson here.
I thought you could train up Dom a little bit.
I need a little chipping. The driving was great. The chipping, though, was a little bit off the other day. All right, Sean, we need to get a golf pro. I bet there's one listening. Henry, what's your winner?
Yeah, those last three really take the cake with me. All white Christmas lights, blow-up lawn decorations, and country clubs.
My top two, Dom, leaf blowers and blow-up decorations.
Leaf blowers and blow-up. Henry, did you say blow-up, too?
I did.
All right, I can go with the blow up then. That's
John
kind of
Columbus.
A consensus.
John Columbus goes in the hat.
Yeah, but I like that white light. That when we get to the season, you'll see that people are adamant against the white light people.
You know, my mother-in-law had 8 of those blow ups in her lawn in suburbia, Dom. I think my wife might be following suit.
Neighbors not
first of
like
many
that.
To come of these blow up decorations.
They're not going
to
like that in the homeowners.
You know,
I could see that might be a problem, but I bet they would go for cherry cheesecake without a doubt. I'm going to win on Twitter on that one too. So is President Trump. All right. Rizzioli's next. On Twitter, the results.
63.5% Apple, 36.5% cherry. You are getting crushed.
I am making a comeback.
Damn, it's still.
At Dom Show 1210, you can vote. Rizzioli next for 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210, WPHC.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.